We're out here live on location at the Smoky Hill River Festival. Our coverage is brought to you in part by Bennington State Bank, your local trusted hometown bank dedicated to delivering exceptional hometown service you can count on, paired with state-of-the-art banking products. Bennington State Bank is committed to giving back to the communities where they live and work and are a proud supporter of the Smoky Hill River Festival. I'm James Wessling, joined now by Rick and Steve Hansen. It is Festival Jam night, and how many years have you guys been doing this, and what all goes into getting all this ready?
Well, we started the event 38 years ago. Of course, we missed it for COVID, so this is the 37th edition. Steve and I, that's my dad, by the way, put this thing together, and it's been going ever since. The idea is to get some local talent an opportunity to play in front of what we hope is a very large crowd. I think it was 13,000 last year. We hope for more. It's nice weather. It's hot, but it's going to be nice. And let everybody play for about 12 minutes, and we change the set out in three, and new music comes on every quarter hour.
Steve, you're holding tonight's lineup. Who are some of the groups that you're most excited to hear tonight?
Well, I tell you, I'm excited to hear all of them. So, like Rick said, we've got 17 bands. We started this thing 38 years ago, and I remember the first year, there was a lot of doubts whether anything like this would work, and I think we had something like 2,700 people the first year. Next year, we were a little over 5,000 people, and still doubting whether, we weren't doubting, but there were people that were doubting whether it would work, and we've grown up. Ever since, as Rick said, we were over 13,000 people last year. We generally average around 11. So it's the largest band showcase in the country, not only for the amount of people that attend, but for the amount of bands and musicians. We've probably got 110 musicians. 96 to be exact. So coordinating all those and the bands, the big thing is the bands work out their three best songs that they can do, and I know a lot of the bands that they spend a lot of time rehearsal. As Rick said, we've got a new spot at 545 Downtown Funk. It's a high school band, and I think they're doing what more jazz?
Well, it's the Central High Jazz Band, Salina Central Jazz Band, but they started a group on the side, Downtown Funk, and so they're going to play some pop and funk. It's three horns, guitar, bass, keyboard, drums, and percussion, so that's pretty exciting. The second band is at 6 o'clock, Keep the Change, and they were actually the first band last year at 6 o'clock, and I'll let Steve tell a little bit about it because he has intimate knowledge of some of those students.
Well, I work with several of the students out of this band, the guitar players, and Keep the Change. They're out of Abilene, got a couple seniors, got an incredible piano player. She's a sophomore this year, and the vocalist, female vocalist, is a sophomore at K-State. Anyway, we rehearsed a couple hours this week, and they're doing some Eva Cassidy to Jim Croce and Adele. And what a mix. But that's the way we work. So they're doing jazz, blues, and old classic rock. But that's Keep the Change. I'll run through the lineup if you'd like me to. So starting at 5:45, we've got Downtown Funk, Keep the Change, Fed Up, The Radicals, Don Wagner, Jonay Soul, Ghost Town Revival, Licks, The Opinions, Soul Preachers, Hey Radio, Star Slinger, Dune Buggy, Northcutt, Bootleg Mercy, SM Hansen Band, that's me, and The Blades. And it's just a fun lineup. It's just, this is just a huge draw for people. So,
well, I love the fact that with these shorter windows, you mentioned they get three songs. You know you're getting their best stuff, all night long. Last thing I want to ask you guys is what type of a response, talking with Rick and Steve Hansen here of SM Hansen Music, 38th year of doing this, what type of a response do you get from these bands and these musicians after the festival, just in terms of the feedback that they get and the vibe?
So I think the first response is come January, we have people asking what the process is to get in. And we don't start the process for the, upcoming Festival Jam until March. So we've got interest months in advance. This year we had well over 30 bands submit information, audition tapes, materials, resume. So we had Nebraska, Missouri, Kansas, and a band from Tulsa, Oklahoma. some of those cases, bands are too far away and logistics to try and figure out how to make it to Salina and play three songs for 12 minutes. But I had one tell me that they'll absolutely participate next year. As far as coming off the stage, you look at these guys smiling. They, you know, for first-timers, it's a little nervous because, you know, they're looking at the size of the crowd. The band in front of them just hit it out of the park. And as soon as they get into a groove, that 12 minutes goes, it flies by. And then it's done. They're running off the stage. There's a lot of networking on the backside of the stage. You know, everybody high-fiving and, you know, hope to see you next year, that kind of stuff. So the interest from the musicians is very, very strong. You know, and unfortunately, some of the guys don't get to play.
Last thing, Steve, I imagine 38 years ago, it was a little bit harder to get guys to come out here. And now you're talking about groups having to audition to make the cut. It's probably been quite the switch.
Well, when Rick and I initially looked at this, we were looking at a giant jam session where we were on the old gazebo, which is out at Jerry Ivy Park now. And that was really hard. The logistics of working off that was something else when you're working with that many musicians. But having said that, we were looking at having a giant jam session. Well, we started talking to some of the bands, and they said, you know, we'd just like to bring our band up there. And instead of having this jam session where people would just kind of walk up the stage and play, the very first one was, and we started with 24 bands, and for about 6 years we ran 24 bands. But once again, the logistics of that, working off the stage, and each band had about an 8 or 9 minute set, and we were running late till like 11:30 at night. And this show is scheduled till 10, it's generally done by 10:15. But we cut it, Rick and I decided to cut it down to 16 bands. It works a lot better. Having the bands perform, they're really excited about working with their fellow musicians up on stage. And so that's where we went. Instead of a jam session, it was the bands.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. Great to have you here.
Hey, pleasure to be here.
That's Rick and Steve Hansen from SM Hansen Music Festival Jam at the Smoky Hill River Festival. It's brought to you in part by Hillside Liquor. Check out their large selection of craft beer and wine. The Beer Cave is always at 30 degrees. Cold beer and ice, only $1 while supplies last. Hillside Liquor at the corner of East Crawford in Ohio, next to McDonald's.